Episode 3237, Is Your Body the Grinch That Stole Christmas?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and I hope you're checking your list twice because we are on countdown to Christmas. In fact, aren't we on countdown to Hanukkah too? Yes, I believe we're starting in just a day, if I remember correctly. So whatever you're celebrating this holiday season, know that we are thinking of you, praying for you, and truly wishing you many blessings over the holiday season. Well, today, it's all about Wellness Wednesday. It's about taking care of your body, who you are becoming. And the question is your body the Grinch that stole Christmas? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, is your body the Grinch that stole Christmas? You know, bad habits can lead us to unconventional decisions that cause us to react instead of respond. Don't let your health be a gift that is stolen this season. You know, I think about the Grinch in the movie, and I haven't watched I've watched the original one, but the newer version. Regardless of what you've read, watched in the movies, who wants to be the Grinch? Now, the ending's great, right? My grandson, he's finally got to watch it. He wasn't really sure about the big green creature. But I wonder sometimes about us and our bodies being the big green creature. You know, the holiday season is a time of joy, gratitude, and celebration. It's also a time of indulgence with tempting treats and festive feasts at every turn. For those who strive to live a healthy lifestyle, this can present, well, a real challenge. And you wonder why the Grinch stole Christmas, right? He didn't want anybody else to have happiness if he couldn't. Are you trying to steal your own happiness without really knowing about it? I mean, think about that for a minute. Are you the kind of person who claims to prioritize your health but finds yourself succumbing to unhealthy habits during the holiday season? You want to be healthy, but yet you make those decisions out of true, pure habits. You don't think about your behaviors before you act on them. You just let it happen. It's like, sure, I can eat a half a pound of ice cream. Sounds delicious, but I'm going to feel so sick. I can eat a whole pie. Maybe not all in one sitting, but over a three-day celebration, that's a lot of pie. Now, I'm all about pie. I love pie. But does it do your body well? So if you're one who's saying, you know what, I need to do this holiday season differently, you can. I know I'm doing it differently myself. I'm making wise decisions. And it's not about trying to look good for those holiday parties. It's about feeling good in my own skin. I don't want my body to be the Grinch. Number one, well, that kind of green might look good on me, but I'm just saying, right? I don't want my body to be the Grinch that stole Christmas from me. I don't want to be feeling so sugar crashed and hungover, not because I drank too much alcohol, which by the way, I don't drink alcohol, so that's not ever going to be a problem. But if I'm so like, just like down and out because, well, I ate all these carbs and all of a sudden my body's like, it can't do carbs. It doesn't know what to do. And it wants to reject it. Then all of a sudden it's like crash. And then I'm like just bleh. And then I get crabby. And then it's like no one wants to be around me. Is your body the Grinch that stole Christmas? If you're one who's saying, you know what, I need to make some different choices. It's not about stealing Christmas for everybody else. It's not about stealing Christmas for myself. It's about making wise choices and making a decision to make changes. Don't let your body be the Grinch that steals your well-being. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Don't let your body be the Grinch that steals your well-being. I mean, like, seriously. Green may look good on you, but not the Grinch green. I'm just saying. So you've got to look at what you can do so you're not turning out to be the Grinch that stole Christmas. And I know it's kind of a funny twist. I get it. But guess what? It made you click and listen, didn't it? Your body matters, my friend. And sometimes we just kind of go about the same thing because it's like, yep, gotta eat great grandma's sugar cookies. I gotta have her deviled eggs too. And we can't forget about her spiced cinnamon apples. Oh, delicious. And you're saying, that's all great. Yeah, but you've just eaten a half a pound of sugar. Do you think that does your body good? No, probably looking at the Grinch. Your body's gonna be freaking out. It can't handle all of it. Now, I know we want to enjoy the holidays. I get it. And you can choose to indulge where it's appropriate for your body. But you don't have to do it and lose yourself. And that's really what happened with the Grinch, right? He lost himself. I mean, eventually he found himself. That's the happy ending. But before that, he didn't want anybody else to be happy. So he stole it from everybody. Do you really want to rob your family and yourself of the real meaning of Christmas? So let's break it down and what you can do right now so you're not the Grinch that stole Christmas and also stole your well-being. Number one, plan ahead. This is so, so important. Plan ahead. And you can do this. It doesn't mean you have to sit down and make out this huge menu. It doesn't mean that you have to take, 3,000 extra steps. No. It's about saying what? It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. I'm there. But I also know that I need to leave time for some self-care. So to avoid falling into the trap of unhealthy habits, take the time to plan ahead. Schedule your workouts. If you've got company coming, then schedule them. If you need to get up 30 minutes before everybody else, then get up 30 minutes before everybody else. If that's what you need, I'm not telling you have to work out. I'm saying if this is what you need specific to you, right? So schedule your workouts, pencil them into your calendar. If you're one who says, you know what, I need to eat at a certain time, then set your watch, set your alarm on your phone. Most of us are carrying around a smartphone. Set the alarm. By 8 o'clock, I need to do this. 11 o'clock, I need to do this. 2 o'clock, I need to do this. And 4 o'clock, I need to do this. And if you're one who says, I've got to watch my drinking, man, and I'm not saying alcohol drinking, I'm talking about H2O drinking. Like, yeah, I got to down my H2O because I do not do well. And I will be the Grinch that stole Christmas if I don't get my water in. My cells are going to be depleted. They're going to be dehydrated. And I'm going to be just mean. I don't want to look mean and green. So really set your clock and like every hour, like I should have 12 ounces drank every single hour. You do that, oh, you're going to feel great over the holiday season. And then enjoy some other drinks too, but get your water in. When you prioritize your physical activity or whatever you need, planning ahead, you're going to be less likely to skip it all in all, right? You're going to favor what does your body good, and that's the key. Also, plan your meals. If you're going to your family's house, have a chat with whoever is kind of scheduling it. You know, like for me, my kitchen is always open. Over the holidays, if anybody's over at my house, my kitchen is never closed. It's open 24/7, 365 on that day or the day after that. It's like you can come and go. I don't care if it's the grandkids all the way up to the biggest kids or my husband or my mom or my siblings, right? I want them to be able to come and eat as they come and please because I know what it's like to have a challenging body. Let me tell you, I can be the Grinch that stole Christmas if I don't get what my body needs. And I have learned, and as you know, I've shared with you over the past few months how I have been so diligent and I have been working so hard. Just an update, I'm down over 45 pounds. I am. Now, that's not to sit here and say, woohoo, go Christiane, except I am saying, woohoo, go Christiane. But you see, if I wouldn't have started and I waited to the perfect time, I would be sitting here 45 pounds heavier, probably more like 55 pounds heavier, and I would still be the Grinch that would steal Christmas. But I knew that there was never going to be a perfect time. I mean, who starts anything in the middle of summer? Me? Call me crazy, but I did, and actually it was the end of spring, and then I got changed some things. And then it was midsummer that I changed things and I am really on a strategic plan, but I eased myself in it and it worked. I planned ahead. Are you willing to do that for yourself? Are you willing to do that for your well-being? Or are you ready just to say, no, I'm going to sit down on my comfy couch and I'm going to be the Grinch that stole Christmas? That's for you to answer, my friend. I can't answer that for you, but I know you matter. And I know you don't want to wait until a week later just because you're like, I'm just going to do whatever I want because I can. No, probably not. What if you were to kick off your new year without gaining any weight? I didn't say losing weight. I said without gaining anything. How cool would that be? Like for me, I lost weight over Thanksgiving. Now, I wasn't trying to lose weight. It's just what I'm doing and how it's working for my body. And by golly, I feel absolutely incredible. But I am doing what I need to do for me. And that comes by planning ahead. Are you willing to do that for your own well-being? Number two, know what you eat. The holiday season is synonymous with delicious and decadent food. Oh, delicious. While it's certainly okay to enjoy your favorite treats in moderation, right? Practicing mindful eating can help you stay on track. And that doesn't just mean moderation. It doesn't mean saying, I'm just going to do this because, I can. And you're just going to kind of rely on that. No, don't do that. Before reaching for a snack or diving into a meal, take a moment to check in with your body. Ask yourself, am I really hungry or am I just eating out of habit because everybody else is? Just because everybody else is eating doesn't mean you need to eat. If you're on that schedule, you've got your clock, then eat on that schedule. If your family loves you, they're going to let you eat on your schedule, right? Try to savor each bite. Appreciate the flavors, the textures. When you eat slowly and mindfully, right, you can truly recognize when you're satisfied, preventing overeating. You can indulge, but you don't have to overeat. There is a difference. When we approach our food choices with mindfulness, we tap into the power of our bodies to guide us toward nourishment and balance. Now, some of us are a little freaky and our balance isn't always there. Okay, if you fall into that category, like I'm a little freaky, that's all right. It's just the way my body is. I know what I need to do. You know your thermostat. You know your fuel level. Are you running on empty or are you running on full? Are you running on, I'm just right? You don't want to be that Grinch that stole Christmas. And finally, number three, stay active. And you can do this as a family too. Right, the holiday season is a perfect time to bond with loved ones. So instead of spending your days lounging on the couch all day, except I am all for football, I am. So you got to lounge once in a while to watch football. But make it a physical activity, a family affair, right? Go out and play some football in your own backyard. Go catch some balls. Go take a walk. I'm not saying go run a marathon, even though I know some families do. And I think that's fabulous. That would not be me, by the way. I will look like the Grinch who stole Christmas if I have to run a marathon. But what it does say is that, you know what? Togetherness is important and us living a healthy life is a priority. That's what you're telling your mind and body. So instead of taking a nap, go take a walk around the block. It doesn't mean that you're walking 3 miles. A walk around the block may be all of 10 minutes, but man, let me tell you, it will do your body good. And I know you're thinking, well, Christiane, you have no idea how cold it is. I do know. I used to live up north, but now I live down south. But I do remember. I remember those cold, frigid days. And I was out there. I was the one that was doing the hard workouts for 2 hours at a time. I kid you not. I would run my miles, run. And I would pray that my foot would not find the ice on the ground. That one little patch that would send me face forward. And praise the Lord, most of the time I did not. But I've hit a few spots. And then I would also use that time to shovel snow. That was my HIIT training and my strength training. When the snowfall came, I'm like, nope, kids, I got it. Mom's got it. Because that's how I'd work out. It was wonderful. But I'm telling you right now, in the moment, I loved it. And I bundled up and I went for that brisk walk or that fun run. And I just enjoyed that cool air. You don't have to do it for long, but you need to do it. So engage in those physical activities together. And when you do that, it's not only going to promote overall health, but it's also going to strengthen the bonds between you and your loved ones. It's a win-win situation. And it's going to allow you to enjoy the season while staying true to your healthy living goals. You have one life, right? Last week, we talked about not waiting until society says it was okay for you to lose weight, right? New Year's resolutions. That's coming up. I'm telling you, don't wait. Don't wait. What happens if you don't have tomorrow? Now, I'm not going to get all morbid here. It's not it. It's a holiday season. But we do need to ask ourselves those hard questions. We do. Why wait for the scare of your life to be in front of you? Make the changes now. Little bits, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I'm not asking you to not have walked or run for miles and now go run a marathon in a day. I am not telling you that at all. In fact, that would be plain stupidity. But what I am telling you is don't let yourself be the Grinch that stole Christmas. Your body can steal your own life. Think about that for a moment. If you don't have health, what do you have? So don't let your body become the Grinch that steals your joy and vitality. Make a conscious decision that aligns with your goals and values, and let your health and well-being be the shining star of this festive season. In fact, be somebody else's inspiration this season. Be a star to them. It's not about saying, hey, woohoo, I've lost 5 pounds. It's not about doing it that way. It's about just saying, you know what? I know what my body needs. And with you stepping out, you'll have a ripple effect. You don't have to say anything, but you may have someone come up to you, whether it's a colleague or your family, a neighbor, even a stranger at the store. Man, the conversations I have at stores, I know it's crazy. Ask my children and my husband, even my good close friends, when we go out and they're like, Mom, what is it with you? It's like you wear these signs. I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry because that's just what it is. I am a magnet to that. If you're one of those magnets that you just strike up these conversations, be a star to somebody else this season. You don't have to be the Grinch that steals Christmas. You can be the angel that gives Christmas back. Your health is what matters. And if you don't have that, what do you have? And that's truly being just your best self. As in, you know, some of us, we struggle. Some of us have disabilities, right? Some of us are in wheelchairs. Some of us have autoimmune diseases, right? We all have our stuff. But even with our stuff, we can still have the healthiest body that our bodies can handle. And that's the key. This is not about you matching up to me or me trying to match up to you or me to even match the Grinch. Green may look good on me as a sweater, but not in the color of my skin. I'm just saying. I don't want to be the Grinch that steals Christmas. I don't want to be the grumpy one on the couch. I don't want to be the one who's hungover because of a sugar crash. I don't want to be the one who is hanging out because literally I am walking around dehydrated. I stayed up all night playing Santa Claus and I am just exhausted. I don't want to be that. But you see, because I know what I don't want to be, I know who I am becoming. Living a healthy lifestyle is not about perfection. It's about progress. Every small step forward counts towards a lifetime of wellness. Is your body the Grinch that stole Christmas? Or does it end in a happy ending? Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. And Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.